this stupid shit, fuck this bullshit, blah, 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 blah. So, how are you doing, Aaron?
Okay, you?
Another shitty goddamn day at work for you?
Oh, wow, it's like you're psychic.
Do you have, like, way too many people at work that listen to the show so you can't really talk bad about it, or what?
I don't really know who listens to the show for my work, and you know, I honestly don't care.
So, you know what I've realized?
What?
I fucking hate podcasts. I fucking hate them.
I have never listened to any of them.
They suck balls. Keith and the Girl is the only good one. Basically, some dude...
Even ours kind of sucks.
Yeah, well, like, somebody on the Keith and the Girl boards was asking for recommendations. And somebody listed some shit, and one of them was like, hey, there's, like, this kind of spinoff type show for Keith and the Girl called Lageria. And then he listed some other shit. And I was like, well, if this guy listens to us, maybe he listened to some other good stuff. So I checked out some of this shit, and we're talking, like, these are podcasts that are on the top 10.
Right.
And they're fucking terrible. They just made me want to fucking kill myself. They're so
porn,
shitty.
In the porn rating, what would it be?
Oh, far, far worse than porn. Far worse. Okay. Whereas, I don't know if that says something about me, but I'd rather listen to Keith and the Girl than watch porn. So, see, they're above porn, but they're the only one.
Right.
Just goddamn awful. And then people going on and on. Oh, your show's so sick. Lageria's so gross. There's this fucking show. What the fuck is it called? The Distorted View or some shit?
I never even listened to it.
It's so fucking gay. The guy's got this little, like, he plays music the whole time in the background. Like, ding, 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 and he's all talking in his gay radio voice. And it's way fucking more weird than us. He's like, here's a fucking clip of a Japanese girl getting electrocuted. Ah, that's fucking funny.
That is kind of funny.
But he's just got, oh man, it's so creepy because he's such a weird nerd and his demeanor is so off-putting. And it's like,
It just gets boring after a while. It's just like Jackass. It's funny for like 5 minutes and it's just like, okay, nobody cares if you want to do shit to yourself.
But speaking of podcasts sucking shit, ours also, holy fuck, man. Last show that we did, and this ain't your fault because you basically, you know, handed it over to me. You're like, I got nothing much this week.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe it's why it sucked.
It was like an hour of me just talking, and then I was listening to it after, and I was like, what the fuck? Shut up. This sucks. So I chopped it down.
We're not playing it.
Well, I cut it. Basically, it's like half. There's like 20 minutes of us, and then I got some shit I did with my friend Mark about our old bands, you know, just blabbing.
Right.
So it kind of turned out.
Is the 20 minutes okay?
Eh.
Maybe we shouldn't even do it.
Well, I don't know. Fuck it. I'll put it up. It's all ready to go and stuff anyway.
Okay.
But
does it have our song on it?
Yeah. See, that's the thing that saved it, is it's like a multimedia explosion.
Okay.
It starts with the Hastings song, then it's some of us being boring, and then it ends with that dumbass piano thing that I did, and then it goes into me and Mark. So it turned into, all right, kind of a weird pastiche that was, you know, acceptable.
So only like the really, really brave shall venture to that episode?
Because basically, I don't want to be one of those bullshit podcasts. I want to be exemplary, you know? I want examples to be made of me.
But considering we've only done, this is 7?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I think it's
in
like,
all honesty, it's going to take a little bit of practice.
Right.
I'm going to have to work on it a little.
And I just hate the idea of just filling space, you know, of just like blabbing for the sake, which is definitely what I was doing on that last show.
Okay, so let's stop talking. I got something better to say.
Good enough. Lay it on
me. Okay, so we were like at this porn store, you know, that one up on Hastings Street, the Source at all.
The Source, right?
Yeah, you used to work at one. It used to be part of the family.
Right, yeah.
Anyways, so I was just walking around looking at all these DVDs, right? And I wasn't really looking for anything in specific. Like, I wasn't even looking. I was just sort of like walking by, like girls sort of do, right?
Right.
Don't really care. It's just like, okay, it's every single one is the same, but not the specific 7.
7? Nice.
Yes. I saw not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, not 6, not 7, but 7. 7 Bukkake videos.
Ooh, were they like different volumes of the same
No,
thing,
they were all different. There's Brazilian Bukkake, Bitches Who Love Bukkake.
I've heard
there was gay Bukkake. I found one.
Yeah, that's
and
just,
you know what? I wasn't even looking. It was just everywhere. But these people are like smiling, and there's like hundreds of guys around them, like, fucking dripping in cum, and they're like smiling, and they're like, "Oh, I'm getting paid $20,000 for this one," you know? And it's just like, huh?
The sad thing is, I'm sure they're getting paid nothing near that.
Well,
like, oh man,
maybe not. But you know what I mean?
But
girls make a lot.
Maybe you don't recall, but remember how it's much like a tea ceremony, and you know, the recipients of Bukkake are very, very much respected.
Right.
And so on. So, did you buy one?
No.
Are you going to go back later and buy one?
No, I was just laughing. I don't care. I already understand what's going to happen. I don't need to see it, you know. I can visualize a very good, like, mental memory thing.
One thing.
I got it.
I think this is actually, like, a good, like, hurdle for me to get over is, like, I don't know. I've had this, like, the Madonna whore complex ever since I was little, where I just expect girls to be awesome. I want them to be awesome, and they're not. And I really finally come to accept, I think.
What did you call this, the Madonna complex?
It's called the Madonna whore complex, a girl can either be the virgin or the slut. You know, there's no middle ground. And I was watching, what was it, like Throat Gaggers or something the other day. And like a clip I downloaded. And it was this chick, I can't remember her name, but she always seemed like one of the cool porn chicks. And I remember in the porn shop, I read an interview with her where she said she didn't like abusive porn. She liked porn where, you know, the chick is like, you know, exalted. And I was like, wow, that's cool. And then here she is in fucking Throat Gaggers, letting some guy just totally rape her face. And I really just had to come to accept the fact that, I mean, maybe not all women will do anything. I came to this big realization and now I don't know what it is.
You didn't realize
what
anything.
Was it? Okay, yeah, right. It's that I think I'm finally getting over the fact that I was always like, man, I can't believe girls will do this. I can't believe they'll let themselves be choked. I can't believe they'll let people put eels up their ass. I can't believe this and that.
Eels up the ass?
Yeah, Japanese porn. It's good stuff. Basically, I think the important thing is I just have to accept that many, many girls out there will do these things. They will. You give them enough money, they will do anything. The real question is, why do we want them to do that? And you know, that kind of brings it back to my own gender. And it kind of like, it's good. It feels like it puts me back in the driver's seat where it's like, instead of trying to figure out this other gender that doesn't matter. So they'll do it because we're giving them money. The real question is, why are we giving the money to do this stuff? Why do we care? That's the real thing. So
that's an interesting question.
I think it's been helpful just to redefine my fucking quest for understanding here. I think I was going down the wrong trail, you know? You can't affect other people. They'll do whatever they do. You can only affect yourself. So I got a question, why I know that there is eel porn. Why I saw a scene from Throat Gaggers. Why does this keep happening? I'm going to find the answer. But before, I was looking for the wrong fucking answer. I was questioning the wrong question, you know?
Right.
So that was my big epitome for the week.
Oh, mine was I came up with something really interesting. It's not really an epiphany, but it gave me a new acronym. It's sort of like my new softcore advertising I was telling you about earlier.
Right.
It's now KDMS. What do you think that stands for?
Craft Dinner Sex Massage.
Massage sex.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought it here to the floor here.
Oh, it does involve
Craft
Dinner.
Oh, no, I brought the wrong one. But anyways, to make a long story short, I grabbed the wrong box, which is really, really funny. But it's actually Craft Dinner macaroni salad.
Oh, yeah?
And you just mix it, like, you cook the macaroni, and it comes with, like, a sauce pack of all the spices. And you can add your own vegetables, and you cook it, and you just add mayo to it, and it's like this, like, huge, awesome KD. They're selling with a store today, so I bought two of them. I'm like, I'm going to make this.
So have you made it yet?
No, I just bought it today. I was going to show you, and I fucked it up.
See,
whatever. I just grabbed it. I didn't want you to see it. I wasn't thinking. I was like, ugh.
So you had the prop and everything? Oh, man. Oh, well, you tried. That's the important thing.
I blew it up.
Did you know Google has a Google Recipes thing where you put in whatever ingredients you got kicked around in your kitchen, and then it'll spit back recipes you might be able to make with whatever shit you have laying around?
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Did you know if you type Logaria into Google, if you scroll to the second page, we're like the fourth from the top?
Oh, so we're not number one yet?
No.
And it's coming. Just wait.
Well, we're on the second page, fourth from the top. Oh, that was last time I checked. That was like weeks ago. Right. So who knows where we are now?
So,
I just thought it was funny.
I would like to try to educate the children of the world for a moment, if that's okay.
Okay.
Because basically, I figure all our schools have to do is teach kids how to be able to teach themselves. That's it. That's it. And they don't fucking do it. So I am going to present a life lesson to all the kiddies out there to explain to them how to be awesome. I think it's an important lesson to learn.
Okay.
Basically, let's go back to that interview we did with Keith and Hemda.
Right.
We weren't the first people that were asked to do that. But the first person that he asked kind of couldn't get his shit together and was like, well, what do you think I should do? Asking Keith Malley for suggestions. And there's nothing people hate worse when they've got their own shit to worry about than, you know, you offer like a project to somebody and they're like, well, okay, but what do you think I should do? Then when he asked me, I was right on it. I was like, yes, we will do that. And here's some questions I thought up, like right away. Bam. So the 300th episode of Keith and the Girl is coming up at the end of the month. And Keith Malley asked if I wanted to do anything for the show. And I was like, wow, that is so cool. I'm just like, awesome that I got asked. But there's no way I can make it to New York. It's insane. Like,
right.
The tickets were running something like $750 for a round trip. If I was lucky, she said the travel chick might be able to squeeze it down to $500 something. But I couldn't afford it. So there's no way I can make it. So my initial reaction was, you know, I should just email back and say, I can't make it. You got any ideas for what I could do? But then I was like, no, that's what losers do. You don't just say, what do you think I should do? So I sat on it for a couple of days and I thought, and I was like, well, wait a second. He's doing this at that place, The Deck. He's going to screen the new DVD trailer. So there is going to be a screen. Because I didn't want to just record some like audio thing because it'd be so lame
right.
for like the live audience to just sit there and everyone twiddles their thumbs while my fucking voice blabs about shit. So that's when I thought, what if I record a little video? So that's when I emailed him back the pitch. I was like, what if I do a little video, like 3 minutes long, and it's just like some funny, dumbass, you know, monologue deal, and then you can play that. And basically, he said, hey, you know, go for it, and if it's good, we'll play it, and if it sucks, we won't. But I just think that's an important lesson for the children of today to learn, that that's what you do. You don't just, I don't know, I can't make it. Oh, man, I wish there's something I could do. You just think about it for a little bit. You come up with a new idea. You pitch that. That's how you
rule.
Even
if it's not good, at least try.
That's right.
It could just be whatever. Like, it could just be, I'm going to write this or whatever.
So there's no guarantees that I'll even be able to fucking finish this thing in time or that it'll get played. But one way or the other, it'll be on the internet. You know, it'll always, I can do something with it. It's just a good experience. But I just thought I would point that out. That
I got a better lesson.
Okay, let's hear it.
If you got a lesson, I got a lesson. I learned this little fact today. I'm not if it's sure if it's like entirely true. Maybe someone out there, scientist Scott can tell us or something like that. Someone told me today that if someone were to fart continuously for 6 years and 9 months,
right.
6 years and 9 months continuously, no break, like constant time of farting, that's how long it would take to equal the pressure and to do the same damage as an atomic bomb.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm surprised it doesn't take longer. It doesn't only
6 years and 9 months of continuous farting. So like if you farted like nonstop, like it would just have to be like a gush of air basically contained into like a small area or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because there's really no way that any amount of farting could really, I mean, do atomic bomb damage. Like it's kind of, we're talking different scales of
like effect. Hiroshima, are we talking like Nagasaki?
Wouldn't that be fucked though if that's like the government,
some guy's like like, what like are you doing, beating a bomb, baby?
Yeah, they fucking...
why like, are you eating so many beans?
Their secret dude who, like, he goes in and infiltrates a city, and he's just constantly emitting gas until slowly, 7 years later, apparently, I guess people would be dying or something. I don't know.
I'm sure you could stretch it over a longer period of time if you're just only occasionally farting, like maybe, like, you know, 29 years or something. You know what I mean? Instead of all the time. But, I mean, that's still a lot of farting.
I wonder what would happen if they did that with, like... soldiers, you know, they send them into combat, but not only are you a soldier, but you're continuously farting. Would
to
that
make bombs?
Would that like fuck up the other
I
side?
Oh no, it sounds like a better deal though. So you're just gonna get farted on when the bomb comes.
Yeah,
it'll just stink really bad. I don't know. It's weird.
Where did you find out about this?
Someone at work told me that.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true or not, but I thought it was funny. Anyways, if it's not true, at least it's funny, and funny's good.
So you know what I've noticed?
Nope.
That man. I don't know if it's just like, you know, I try to look at the other side of things and understand, but foreign ladies, like, you know, we've got so many Asians here.
Right.
They're such bitches. It's ridiculous. It's like you can actually telegraph it. You can see it coming.
Yeah, that's true. I've had a lot of Asian women be extremely, extremely mean to me. Even younger girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it's deliberate or is it just some weird cultural thing?
Like, I don't know.
Because my story was yesterday, I went to a 7-Eleven, grabbed a fucking phone card for my shitty Pay and Talk phone. And they gave me the wrong like the wrong brand instead of tell us it was Fido. And I didn't notice till I got home. So I had to walk back to the stupid 7-Eleven and be like, hey, you gave me the wrong thing. And then they wouldn't give me a replacement until after they sold that one. Because, you know, to make sure I wasn't trying to scam them. Because
right.
It's like, you know, the open PIN number. And
yeah,
could
yeah.
use it. So I gave them my phone number and fucking went back home. Then I get home and they get a call from them. They're like, yeah, we sold the thing. You can come get your fucking pickup thing. So I had to walk back and forth like 6 times. It was just stupid. But...
weird.
I knew this was going to come. After I got the thing, I was like, all right, I'm going to say, hey, sorry I didn't, you know, check when I first got it that I waited so long. And any normal, polite North American would say, oh, well, sorry, we made the mistake. Because they did make
the
mistake.
Or that's fine, you know, whatever. Right. Sorry about all this confusion. You
but
know,
I knew.
Nice.
I was like, I knew as soon as I say sorry, she's going to say something ignorant. And she did. As soon as I was like, hey, sorry I didn't check. She's like, yes, next time check. And... I think it would have pissed me off, except that I seriously, I was like, I know this is coming. And
yeah,
I was ready,
just,
so I was like, whatever.
He
a dumbass fucking, I don't know, even know what nationality she was. But it's just amazing that you can fucking...
Yeah, some people are really rude here.
Yeah, And it's
weird. Like, this is the first time I've ever really lived in a big city, like, where there's actual cultural differences other than, like, Indian and white. But even then, it wasn't that bad. Well, I guess it was. But, I mean, here is, like, there's, like, so many different, like, people, and everyone stays with their group, like you said before. Like, it's weird. Like, I don't care. I'll hang out with anybody. It don't matter to me. But why do you have to stay with your group? Like, why don't you just mingle? Like, I don't know. You have a few token friends, but that's about it.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, and how it wasn't even a question in my mind. I wasn't like, I think there's a 50% chance she's going to be a dumb, ignorant hoe. I was like, this is, it's coming. Here it comes. Let's try this out. Oh, there it is.
Weird.
Yeah.
Want to play Remember That Old Candy game?
How does that go?
I don't know. I'm going to name old candy and tell me if you remember it. Do you remember Cuckoo Bars?
I don't think I ever had Cuckoo Bars. No, what are
they? I wish they made them still. They were like vanilla. If anyone in the world is listening to this and has Cuckoo Bars, I will give you money to send me them. They're vanilla, like chocolate and strawberry toffee, but they're like really long.
Ooh.
And they're like really thin, so you eat it and it stretches and it's like so good, right? Because it has the different flavors.
That sounds good. Yeah. That sounds kind of familiar. Like,
it's old school. They had 10 cent ones and 25 cent ones. Like, the 10 cent ones were small, but the 25 cent ones were giganto. Cool. I used to buy them all the time. Okay.
I remember there was this candy called Wham, and it was like, I don't know, it was like kind of this purple shit, and it had all these little candy things in it, and it was kind of like toffee-ish. I don't know what the fuck it was. And it always reminded me of George Michael, because when I was a kid in the 80s, I totally thought that that George Michael album, the one with the monkey on your back and fucking, what was that?
Faith.
Was it, Faith was fucking Bon Jovi. Faith. Oh, no, yeah, you're right.
They you got to have faith. What are you talking about?
That album, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, Wham Candy. I miss those. They were awesome.
What about Blue Whales, the old school ones? You remember those?
No, what are they?
Do you remember? Do you know what the new ones look like? They're like blue whale candies, like the 5 cent candies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, sure. They used to be like really long with really fat heads, and they actually were blueberry tasting. They were so good.
What do they taste like now? Like antifreeze?
Yeah. Red dye number 4. Mixed with human bone. I really don't know, but they're gross. They're like a mock. I remember that's like the day my childhood ended. I swear to God. I say this all the time. That's the day my childhood ended, is when I found out they didn't make those anymore.
What about fucking Bonkers? What happened to Bonkers?
Those were Bonkers.
Fucking awesome, man. Those ruled.
See, there you go. I forgot about Bonkers.
Watermelon ones? Like, they had the fucking green on the outside and the red on the inside?
Bonkers ruled, man. I totally forgot about Bonkers.
And they seemed
profitable.
They were
good quality candy.
They advertised all the time. Okay. The fucking fruit would fall on people's heads.
Guess what I got the other day? Do you remember these? Jelly Tots?
Jelly Tots. So they
and
like,
they used to be in an old school yellow bag. And they were like little gummies, and they had like lime and cherry. And
are they kind of like Mike and Ike's, like that type of shit?
No, yeah, they are, but they're round. They're like little dots.
Right.
They're like Jelly Tots. And they had a little smiley face kid on the front. Like, they're really creepy looking. They're awesome. I found them at the Candy Shack on West 4th.
Nice.
But they're $3 a bag. Ooh, inflation. And they only make them in South Africa. Only. It's the only place they make them. So they have to import them from South Africa.
No wonder they cost so much then. That's fucked.
I know. I like going to old candy stores.
I remember they used to make, I think they still make, I don't know if they still make Tartan Tinies, but the old Tartan Tinies were awesome. And then they started making the candy coated ones, and they weren't as good.
No, because they hurt your teeth more. The other ones were just kind of like a nice powder.
Yeah, they were fucking
delicious. I remember those. Do you remember like old school bubblegum that was like in the pop flavors, like Dr. Pepper and Pepsi, and you bite into it and it had like the actual pop in the middle, like a syrup?
Yeah.
It's like sugar and then more sugar liquid inside.
That was super cool for sure.
Yeah. The only one that ever stuck it out was like Hubba Bubba. And like, who liked that? That was boring. I want Bonkers, man. Whatever. I'm totally going to look for those and see if they sell them anywhere.
Yeah, they must. I mean, why would...
Okay, if anyone hears this and has any of these candies in their neighborhood local Asian market, I will send you money to send me candy.
Supposedly, we have way more cool shit in Canada than they have in the States. Like, there's websites about, like, if you lived in the States, you came to Canada, and you got all addicted to Smarties and stuff that you can't get down there. That,
they don't have Smarties down
there? Just have M&M's, which are an inferior product.
I like Smarties better.
But,
I like M&M's too. I don't really
care. Yeah, they're both fucking same. But technically, Smarties are better. I don't know. Anyway, you can order all these things, and I didn't realize, like, I'm not going to name them because I can't think of what they are. But there's a whole bunch of chocolate bars that are only Canada and probably the northern states, you know, but if you're like from fucking Alabama or something.
Nice.
There was this one kind of candy that I totally loved. It was this bag of just red gumballs, but then a random number, could be 2, could be 4, could be 5 of them were super, super cinnamon hot. And I remember when I ate one, it's like, whatever, normal, because we didn't realize that this was the gag with these things yet. My friend Terry had one. Just was dying. I was like, get me a drink. Oh my God. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I just ate one. And you know, I thought he was just pulling my leg. And then once you realize what was going on, that was our favorite candy for a while. Cause it was like an adventure eating those things. You're like, oh, is this one going to be okay? Oh, okay.
Do you remember
that
Warheads?
One was good. Yeah. Oh man. Those were nice. They're awesome.
Insane.
My brother, they had these versions of warheads called T2 Meltdowns when Terminator 2 came out. And it was like a whole little plastic puck full of these little round ones. And they were insane. They were just basically that super sour stuff.
I don't like almost sour. No it makes candy. My gives me this weird sharp pain through my jaw every time I eat. It's like, hey.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. It doesn't agree with me.
I love sour and hot sauce.
I like hot. Like, I like spicy, but
my brother
sour.
Fucking ate the whole thing of those,
at
like,
once?
Meltdowns at once.
In a row?
In a row. And it literally burned a little crater in his tongue.
Jesus.
It was fucked. He's a...
I want a tongue crater.
I think that was a sign of things to come, though, because he was also huge into hot sauce. He just loved hot sauce.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
Then later, he got to the point where he loved drugs. So, you could kind of see it
when
coming.
When to become one.
He never knew when to stop in anything, you know?
I need somebody like I never needed love before.
So, that's trouble.
Yeah, that's funny.
So, Marcus was telling me about, from back in the New Brunswick, some of the most recent hilarious sex pranks you can play on your girlfriend that... I'm sure no one does. You know, they just make up the stupid name.
I've never... Okay.
Okay, so... let's see. This one is called the camelback.
Okay.
Where you're fucking your girlfriend from behind. Then you spit on her back. So she thinks you just pulled out and came on her back. And then when she, you know, gets up or whatever, then you come on her face.
Huh.
So, I don't know. That was not too bad. That's doable. Some, you know, fucking misdirection there.
Oh, do you pull out and then spit? Are you still doing it when you spit? Because that would just confuse me.
Yeah, I guess you pull out and then you like hold it or whatever. You're like on the brink, so you spit on her back. And then when she is like, all right, the deed is done and like rolls over or whatever, bam, right in the face.
Hmm. Okay. So the camelback.
And they get much, much stupider after that. Then we got the flying squirrel, which is just you wait for one of your friends to fall asleep on the couch or whatever, and you just stretch your nutsack over his mouth and nose. So it's
that's
like
a squirrel.
Oh. So it's like a flying squirrel on his face. I don't know.
Oh no!
I guess
it's like
that's,
the new tea bag.
That's really just to amuse your other friends in the room, I guess.
I don't know if I'd want to be doing that.
And the Irish goggles, same basic thing, except the guy passes out on the couch and you just place your
eyes.
Testicles in each eye socket. Yeah, Irish goggles. So that's the latest from New Brunswick.
Oh, wow.
That's how they're keeping it real with the ladies.
At least you're not missing out on much. Not missing out on any corn boils or anything.
Yeah.
I'll stand around a pot of corn and wait for it to cook.
Someday, everyone will understand that corn boils are fucking awesome.
Yeah, right. I ate corn the other day, and I was like, oh.
Corn is fucking... Mark was just telling me that in China, corn is huge. You can get corn on the cob at, like, fucking McDonald's and, like, fucking KFC and stuff. They love it, but... Not only is corn completely nutritionally bereft
corn.
Of value, right? But corn on the cob is a pain in the ass. Why the fuck
it's
is so good about that?
But I don't really eat it too much.
Yeah, and it's weird.
Corn,
like
it's
fast
weird.
Food, corn
no, because
the
then when you poo, there's all the corn in there.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Because you don't digest it.
Yeah, it's pointless. It's stupid.
It just goes through you and it just hurts your ass.
It's like if you were stuck on a desert island with nothing but celery, you would die. Because it takes more calories to chew it than it gives you back. It's mostly just water.
Yeah, lots of vegetables are like that. And fruits. That's weird.
But yeah, me and Mark went to see fucking Fast and the Furious Tokyo
Drift.
And it made...
Boo.
It made Fast and the Furious look like Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh.
Yeah. It ruled, man. I mean, once again, I have no critical faculty. I see movies for free, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So don't take my word for it. I'm wrong. It ruled. It was awesome. They fucking solved all their problems at the end. They had the Yakuza trying to fucking take out the guy. It was like crazy people getting killed and stuff. And they're like, we'll settle this with a race. And me and Mark were just like, yes! High five! Like, this is the stupidest fucking movie. I loved it.
Turning sideways.
I wish I could make a fucking movie like that. Yeah, I mean, it took them two sequels. Well, I think the first one had no turning. The second one had, like, elementary turning. And this one, drifting, baby. Oh, yeah.
Full circle.
It was awesome.
Yeah, right. I don't believe you.
So I saw a homeless guy on TV the other day, that George Strombolopoulos news hour or whatever.
Right.
They were interviewing this guy who's been homeless for 20 years. And I was like, 20 years? What the fuck? In 20 years, you should be able to get something going for yourself.
Or just get a minimum wage job and just live at a shitty place.
Or something. But it actually was pretty cool because then this guy showed where he sleeps at night. He found this place that's like underneath the stairs of some industrial zone. And it even has a gate he could close so people wouldn't come in and fuck with him. And inside, underneath, he'd built this whole little box house that had a
awesome.
Fucking color TV in it. It was pretty
it
cool.
Had power in there?
Yeah, like an extension cord that he was swiping from somewhere.
Probably some outside the power plant. That's awesome.
So that's some pretty fucking sweet homelessness. He just lays around, watches TV all day, goes out and panhandles for a few hours, buys a fucking Subway or something, and there you go. Doesn't even need to work. So I was actually pretty proud of that guy, because at first I was like,
that'd be hard.
20 years, like, and this is all you've done for yourself? But he did. He actually was building a life. It's like right on.
For free.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of him. It was pretty cool.
Crazy.
So what do you think? Running out of gas again?
I think it'll be time about now for everybody's favorite Bob Bible message. And now, a proud... I think we should just cut all that out and let me do it all over again.
Go for it. Take two.
Actually, it'll be take three. And now, a public service announcement from everybody's favorite, Mr. Bob Bible.
Thursday, June 15th, emergency preach, Columbus, Ohio, June 13th to the 21st. The same Episcopalian 75th Annual Convention that met 3 years ago and nominated and ordained a openly sodomite Bishop Robinson, who sucked dick. That's right, you heard it right. A bishop, a leader, and a Protestant church, ordained. These people are apostate and need to be rebuked. Our own great President Elmsmanstein of Bethlehem, of President of JCACW, a big shot lawyer from Michigan, going down there himself to rebuke this wicked denomination. I was raised an Episcopalian. They're good people, nice women, weak women right now, weak women, mothers and grandmothers. Satan, through the sodomites, is sodomizing the mothers and grandmothers over the front seats of the pews, ravishing the church, taking their money, their trust funds, their property, their finances, putting lesbians in as ministers and homosexuals, staying in a free apartment. Yeah, that's right. In America, in the Protestant church, in the Episcopalian denomination, going on right now. And what are you doing about it?
I can't believe Bob Bible sucks dick.
I know, is that great? He said it before, like, he changed his message. The other one was like, yeah, he sucks dick. You heard it, sucks dick. C-O-C-K. It was way better if he changed it. I think it's too graphic.
Believe me, nothing is trivial.
Nothing is trivial, Mark. Nothing. Not even trivia. Nothing.
I was listening to the same thing you were. I know.
Just making sure that's clear. Now, we had, I don't know, like so many different stupid fucking bands, but our major bands were definitely Tragically Hip Hop and Destro.
Right.
But in between, we had this band called The Spungos, and even had a little, like, virtual album on the internet with a really crappy little cover, and you could click it, and it would be like it opened to the CD, and you could click on the track names, and, I don't know why. I don't know what the point of this whole thing was, except that it produced one very excellent song known as I'm Jake.
That's right. Would you mind explaining to the folks where the name The Spungos comes from?
Well, I do believe it is the Simpsons Super Bowl episode.
Correct.
Where Homer gets to the Super Bowl after many a trial and tribulation, mm-hmm. and is totally shut down because not only is the ticket fake... It's for a team called the Spungos, and it is printed on a cracker.
That's right.
So
good stuff.
See, have you ever seen that Beat the Geek show? Where they have the Simpsons expert?
Yeah.
I would crush his fucking skull under my jackboot. And then...
Is he clueless?
I don't know. Probably. I only ever saw that show once. But the fact that they do sometimes have a Simpson guy, I was like, fuck, I would pick him every time and destroy him. So, this instrumental is from some old funk tune, I'm Your Pusher Man or whatever, but the version we appropriated is from the classic Flash animation website, Booty Call.
That's right.
And
I'm Jake.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome back in the day, that site, where it's just Jake would just be this cool fucking dude who you just choose his little options, what you want him to do.
Yeah, it was kind of like a choose your own venture, but always involved doing drugs and
drinking and... Yeah, it was awesome, but back in the day when there was still a lot of Flash shit out there, but not like now, there's just so much, no one cares. Booty Call was like, it was primo fucking
shit. It was classic.
And so he had his little theme song, and we not only did a cover of his theme, we extended it. We wrote our own fucking verse.
It's true.
Which I thought was fucking excellent. So
extremely mellow.
Yeah, laid back. And I'm proud of this song. We did a good job.
And some fat bass.
For sure.
Hells no.
That's because you're a stupid bitch.
Do I get the bowing?
White boy in the alley.
I'm your doctor when you need to have some coke, have some weed.
You know me, I'm your friend.
Your main boy, thick and thin.
I'm Jake, man.
I said I'm Jake, man.
Let's break it down a little.
Break down.
I'm the J.
I lay all the babes and I give the LD.
Get a call from my hoe and I answer, shilla.
So what's the dealio? I've got 12 inches, yo.
They all tell me that I'm great.
And then I tell them, lay.
I'm Jake, man.
It's cause I'm Jake, man.
So those are all the many fucking colloquialisms of
those are just some classic moments of Jake-isms right there.
Who was indeed the coolest virtual man on the internet back in those days.
Mm.
Maybe to this day. He's a fucking good dude.
Who knows? I don't watch Flash.
So then, right around this time, we made what I would consider a quantum leap in, I don't know, musically. Well, I mean, all of these things would never be releasable because we stole all the music.
Right.
But just from pure fun of making it, it's so much easier to make these songs and they just sound fucking awesome. And it was basically, I don't know exactly how it came about originally, but me and Matt J and my cousin Dan were sitting around and we just swiped this little instrumental from the Fight Club soundtrack. And we just wrote lyrics on the fly. Like, we'd write a line, and I'd write a line, he'd write a line, Dan would write a line. We'd just, like, go around and then do them immediately. And then we peppered the song with whatever little outtakes of funny, dumb, weird shit that we said during the song, and we kept it really short. And those things all put together made for a fucking amazing musical experience.
This is a great song. Now, this is from the second band we had,
This was the second major band, because
right,
because we had
the headliner,
so many, yeah,
Destro. And was it finding that G.I. Joe website that brought this about?
Very possibly. And I like to say for the record that despite the fact that Destro, underneath his metal head, you can see white skin, he's clearly a black man. Okay, he's fucking black as night.
He was complete badass. I mean, there's no denying. I mean,
it really is a good fucking name for a band too, if you ask me. Fucking Destro. I mean, seriously, that's a fucking awesome name. But just even if I ever start making songs again, this basic technique I'm going to stick with. Like, it'll be actual original music instead of stealing music. But just the throwing in the weird little stuff and making the lyrics totally on the fly without thinking about it too hard is just fucking awesome. I just love it.
Nothing but good stuff. This is a classic, so, indeed.
Yes, this is our blueprint for everything Destro to come. Magic Destro.
Magic Destro.
Yeah, boy!
Magic Destro. Oh.
Magic Destro, Destro, Magic, Magic Destro.
Magic Destro, Magic Destro, Destro, Magic
Destro. The name of this band.
Stroking my shit with my left hand.
I spent $40 on porn today. I know what you're thinking, but I wasn't fucking gay.
Girls do suck cock and porn mags now, but I'm still hoping for them to fuck out.
This one cute bitch was nice and thin. Her eyes accentuated by the cum on her chin.
Fucking fake.
Destro.
Destro. No.
Destro.
No.
Destro. Name of it.
Destro. Whoa. Destro. Oh,
fuck. My shit stinks. Holy fucking moly. My shit stinks.
I honestly think this is like a test. If you can understand how fucking brilliant that song is, you're like a cut above the average man.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure some people will hear that and be like, what? That was fucking stupid. But that was like a door opening for us. We were like, oh my God, that was fucking excellent.
We struck gold.
And then possibly even better for our second song, Ass Balls and Face, because we brought in the whole crew. It wasn't just whoever happened to be running the house that day. So as the more the merrier for this band. It's fucking awesome. And I guess we just play it.
Ass Balls and Face. See Big Money Hustlers. You'll get it. ICP.
Who was saying that they just saw that?
Me.
Although, well, you're right. So it doesn't hold up as
it
much.
It doesn't hold up. But watch it, and this will make more sense to you.
Johnny Brennan from the fucking... Jerky Boys. Yeah. Like, you can't go wrong with him.
About you? There's no closure. I'll fucking tell him what it does, you silly looking fuck.
Sharks are cool.
Shut out. Must one for me.
All my niggas, all my niggas. Pull me blood out.
Nigga, what?
Hunger! Fishy! They're pussies! How about fishy?
Stop it, you can get up, you can put shit!
Stop it, you can get up, you can put shit!
Who you call fat? You fat fucking prick?
Get out my own cock! But I still don't got a kick.
Probably should have thought it through before I lopped off my dick.
Punch you in the face and bust your fucking nose. The power of my fist makes your head explode.
Fuck your mom. Your dad called me A.G. Stray.
Damn, yes. Balls. Face.
Yeah, you have fucking ass right there.
My scrotum is bleeding, I don't know what to do. I think I'll have to kick the fucking shit out of you.
You got up on my own block, but I still don't got a click.
He screamed.
That's probably cool, but I really want to know about sharks.
The whole thing.
Woo!
Fucking
around like a little fish.
Who you call fake? Now, the next song in our Destro selections is still going strong to this day. Because I made,
all right.
I made a little
fan base now.
I made a little miscellaneous CD of this kind of shit for Erin and her boyfriend, and then there was like an iPod crash. It all got gone except this one song, the Root Beer song. And Erin's boyfriend fucking loves this song, singing it all the time, listening to it. I mean, maybe not anymore, but back when I gave it to him like 2 months ago, he was big into it. He wanted to make like his counter song about green tea that how it's better than root beer and so on. But yeah, this is a fucking classic.
This is a classic right here. And this, like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, no one will go enjoy this as much as we can. But I mean, there's a lot going on here. This is the short music for short people. Referencing it to I like food, food is good. However, in this right. version, it's I like root beer and root beer is good. And this is also taken from, there's also references to that Fenix TX song about
the rooster song.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That's just good stuff.
The main beat is taken from the Beastie Boys and sounds really cool, but the beginning, this is actually fucking fucking Can't Touch This by MC Hammer, which was, of course, stolen from Super Freak by Rick James. But but I was very proud of how I fucking just wrecked this fucking thing at the beginning. It just sounds so shitty and awesome at the same time.
What is the little, maybe you could may hit play, but what's that, what's this little sound effect that's from the video game after the root beer opens? What's that little?
It's either Parabola Rapper or Jammer Lammy. I don't remember
that's
which
right.
one, but it's one of those two. Probably Jammer, because I loved that song, that game.
Root beer, root beer, root beer. I love it. Root beer, oh. Root beer.
Yes.
That went on way too long. No.
Cut.
Oh shit! Fucked up. Oh fuck.
I fucked up.
Song start now.
Yeah.
Lost a gun for root beer, for me, blood out.
I like root beer, food's good.
I like root beer, food's good. I like root beer, food's good. I like root beer, food's good. I like root beer, food's good. I like root beer, food's good. I like root beer, food's good. I like root beer, food's good. I like root beer, food's good. I like root beer, food's good. I like root beer, food's good.
beer, cause it's so damn good. I like root beer, drink it cause I should. I like root beer. Root beer for my mouth.
That's second line stuff.
When I go to restaurants, that shit is fucking whack. They always fucking ask you want coke with that. No, I don't want coke, I'll kick you in the sack. Cause root beer is the only one that's still good flat.
Root beer on that dick.
I got that gold.
Shout out AMW.
Hey, second guy, just for you, gentlemen, I had a little shout out here.
Fabulous big A. Mug.
Bye, root beer.
You can fucking quote me on this.
I taste.
Lesbians suck.
I know.
I was always curious about that line Dan had about how lesbians suck. Did something happen in his life at that point about lesbians? I never got the full story, but...
No, I don't remember. But it made the grade to be on the song, so it was significant in that sense.
So our last selection from the great history of Destro is kind of the softer side of Destro, you know? It's like...
I have here in my notes that this song was very soulful.
Very. And... yeah, like, this really gets down to the root of just the problems a man can have when what was the deal with this song? Why couldn't the guy masturbate? I can't remember anymore.
Maybe we should listen to it.
Yeah, maybe we should, but I remember there's a part in this where Mr. Jenkins, he sounds so forlorn and distraught. Every time, it tugs at the heartstrings just a little bit.
Yeah, but then it gets happy at the end.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Or just drunk.
Well, let's have a listen. Yeah.
Tears in my hands for the 10th time today. I don't know why I always act this way. My hands move. All chuckered out. Then I'm ready to punch someone out.
I gotta piss, but I just can't. Cause whenever I unzip, I just gotta stroke my dick.
I've almost gone blind from cum in my eye. I ask myself why I'm such a long schlong.
Life keeps going down. If I don't get out of this room, I think I'm going to drown.
Oh, baby. I love the boo. My dick is raw and sore.
I can't beat it no more.
I can't afford no whore.
Cause a motherfucking poor
whore, yo.
Poor nigga, 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 poor.
Yeah, nigga, stop, fuck you.
He masturbates too much. That's the problem. So to recap, the man masturbated so much that his dick was raw and sore and it was ruining his whole life. Then he bought a pocket pussy. Then he was happy.
And he went to the fucking rodeo.
Fucking right. So what can I say? It doesn't really get better than that. So maybe we should just leave that band to rest in peace for now. That's that pretty much sums up the Destro experience, I'd say. Good times, though. I definitely remember Destro fondly.
It was probably one of my favorite projects to work on.
Yeah, it really was. I remember we were going to start a website where we had our own little G.I. Joe, like those little...
Profile.
Yeah, the profiles with the picture and it talks all about it, but we never did because we were too lazy.
Yeah.
Man, you imagine if we had somehow done everything we had planned to do for these various bands? It would be sick, man, how much
we'd
shit we'd
still be
have.
Doing it.
Yeah. And I mean, we already have 107 various tracks. That's fucking ridiculous. But this will bring us up to the final days of Neo Old School Records. I went through various solo bands as well, because I was just sitting around, you know, piecing all this shit together. I had lots of time on my hands, what with the not going to school and all. And let's see, I had, I believe, Shabadoo was my first one.
Right.
From Joey Jojo Jr. And then I changed the name to Shu, who was a character in Harlem Beat, the basketball manga. And then I changed it to Judo Range, which was from a Mystery Science Theater episode, Secret Impossible Mission type James Bond. I don't remember what the fuck it was called, but Secret Double Agent something. And he had a judo range outside. He's like, oh, come with me to the judo range. And all it was like some fucking judo mats out in the middle of a field. And I thought that was the stupidest thing I ever saw in my life.
That is ridiculous.
So that's where I got the name Judo Range. And this was kind of like another quantum leap. Like once me and Aaron are trying to get some kind of band together, and this will kind of like pick up from where things left off, where I'm still going to stick with a lot of computer shit and the basic Destro tactic of throwing in miscellaneous sounds. But the important thing about this song, it was the only song I ever did up to that point that had actual instruments. It had a little ukulele.
Right.
And it had a real bass guitar from Old Man Kenneth that eventually broke. And then it has a couple little sounds and shit that are computer. But this is the closest to a real song I ever made. And it's called From Human to Zombie in an Afternoon. And it's the harrowing tale of a man being bitten and turning into a zombie.
Yeah, and in the pretty powerful lyrics here, quite illustrative of what the experience would be like to go from human to zombie.
The part that I'm most proud of is at the end when his brain is just basically gone. He's just a zombie, and all he does is walk and eat, and then the vocals kind of morph into him just making those zombie noises.
Yeah.
So cool. So, in 2 minutes, here's what it's like to become a zombie.
I saw a guy, he looked kinda sick, and my skin he bit, but I feel alright. I fought him off, went home, got a cloth, put a bandage on, and I feel alright. Hey look, scabbing over already. Feeling dizzy, the sun looks pretty. I'll go out and see, I feel alright. Walk down the street, eyeing people I meet. They're all made of meat, I feel alright. Light. Skin bite. I see a guy, I try to say hi or ask him the time. His eyes go all wide. I tear at his clothes, his blood's like a rose, and on me it flows. I feel alright. Die. Open wide. More like me appear. Body's full of fear, but we simply overbear. His supple skin we start to tear. It's all black and red. Organs I digest, but the brain is the best. I feel like the rest. We walk and eat. We walk and eat. Walk. Eat.
Yeah,
it sends chills right up the old spine.
Like an ice cube up the spine, like you said.
Kind of like a feeling runs up your spine, crawls into your vein, the freezing touch of fear.
Ooh, right. It's driving me insane, and so on.
Right, anyway.
Yeah, we didn't even get into our Misfits-inspired Destro songs.
Yeah, those were fun, too.
Basically, we have all kinds of other shit. We got our song done to the tune of Knight Rider about how everyone in Krull, that movie, had a beard. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was, and I'm particularly fond of that one myself.
But I think this is a pretty good primer. This kind of takes you through the history of neo-old school records.
It's true. It gives people a taste of what we're all about.
That's right, especially since very few people got that taste.
That's true.
Thanks for making it this far, frankly. Fuck, good job.
No problem. This is, it was a blast.
A blast from our past.
True, true.
I don't even know how to end this. I think this is why a lot of shows have, like, their send-off phrase. I think that's gay, though, when they just say the same shit every time. Like, and, good night and good evening, or
You Stay Classy podcast.
Lageria.libsyn.com.
Yes!
That went on way too long. No. Cut.